I recently read in the news that gleaning is making a comeback. Gleaning is when you gather up what's left over after a harvest. Could be vegetables that aren't suitable for the supermarket, for example, or just bits and pieces that are too small to pick up or whatever. And there's a group of people now in several places who go around and gather up what's been left in the fields to take to food banks. And this is very much in keeping with the spirit of gleaning, because originally the whole idea with gleaning was that poor people could go to fields after the harvest had been gathered in and collect up what was left over for themselves. So here we are in the 21st century, and people are doing that again in quite a different way, gathering up the harvest that's left over, taking it to food banks. In the Bible, we find the story of Ruth and Naomi. And this is exactly what Ruth did. When Ruth and Naomi were completely impoverished, they were refugees, they'd lost everything. Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, says to her, "Why don't you go out to find a field and see what you can glean?" And when she does, incredibly, she picks a field of a relative of theirs who is a kind person. And once he realizes that Ruth is gleaning, he tells his men to deliberately leave extra bits of the crop around so that she can come back with a bumper harvest herself, a bumper gathering. In the film Schindler's List, we see what happens to Oskar Schindler when he starts to help other people. It's the incredible true story of this German businessman who began to help the Jewish workforce in his factory in Poland during the Second World War when the persecution began. In the end, spending the fortune that he'd made as a businessman to save their lives. One of the things that isn't featured in the film, but is in the book that the film is based upon, is how Oskar Schindler used to walk around his factory, light up cigarettes, but only take one puff, and then deliberately throw them on the floor and not look back. And he did that because he knew that the workers in his factory could gather up those cigarettes and use them as currency. Another form of gleaning, if you like. Oskar Schindler was deliberately leaving little sort of useful cigarettes lying around that could be used for bartering or for buying other things, swapping for other things. As I say, another form of gleaning. One of the things that's interesting about Schindler's List is when Oskar Schindler reaches out to help others, how it changes him and affects him. A few years ago now, I came across a book called Random Acts of Kindness by a comedian called Danny Wallace. And Danny Wallace collected together a whole load of stories of how people were getting involved, in a sense, in a kind of gleaning. What happened was he just put out an advert in a newspaper that said, "Join me." And he did it as a kind of joke because he's a comedian. But he got thousands of people responding, saying they wanted to join him. But he had nothing for them to join. So what he suggested was that people started to do random acts of kindness for others. And then he asked them to tell him about those acts of kindness. And he gathered those together in a little book. But the kind of stories that came in were things like, you know, people putting money into a crisp machine, buying a packet of crisps, and then leaving them in the machine for the next person who came along. That sort of thing, deliberately leaving things around that might lift someone's spirit or brighten their day or whatever. There were other great stories about people in pubs deliberately buying peanuts and crisps for a whole group on another table, people they didn't know, bunch of strangers, but, you know, doing that act of kindness for them. There were other things too, kind of rather comical things, but I think that would lift people's spirits. Wait outside a hairdresser's salon and compliment the first person who comes out on their hair. Those kind of things. But again, it's kind of getting involved with these acts of reaching out, helping others, and what impact that has on us when we do that. And it's all a kind of gleaning, isn't it? Like Boaz does in the Bible, deliberately leaving things around that will be an encouragement and a blessing to others.